And welcome back. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. With me, John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services. John, for those just tuning in, we were discussing annuities, and there are questions from listeners via email, some folks who called for the free consultation. And again, you can call, too, at 800-477-1135. And here's a question that came in. What should we be looking for in an insurance company before buying an annuity?
Well, that's a great question, Steve, and I think it's one of the basics people always look at. You always want to deal with an A-rated carrier. You want to make sure that the claims-paying ability of these companies are great. That's the basic thing you look into. I've had a few people came in here to the office in the last few weeks. They're dealing with B-rated insurance carriers. A lot of the products, they're high in fees. So that's pretty much the basics you want to look at. How is their underlying investments and they have their ability to pay out?
And then another question, with fixed income annuities, how much of the process is waiting for the right moment? Are different companies going to be offering higher monthly payouts depending on when you're buying in?
Well, again, that's a discussion we sit down with every client. We look, okay, number one, what is your time horizon? Number two, what is the purpose for this money? Sometimes people have money sitting in annuities and it's not for the right purpose. We see a lot of times where people are buying these income annuities, you know, they get an upfront bonus. The problem is a lot of them are capped. And one thing I will never sell a client is a capped product, because there's nothing worse when you see the markets are up 10, 15, 20% and you're sitting in a 3% cap, you know, with certain carriers, because they're all about the roll-up. You know, a lot of these companies are sitting there, oh, we get a 7% roll-up or a 6% roll-up on a monthly basis. But what people don't realize is the fees associated with them are very expensive. The fees go up as that income base goes up, and they can actually lose money in their accumulation account. So when we sit down with a client, we want to make sure we do it with an A-rated insurance carrier. We will deal with some of the top companies in the country. We also make sure we do uncapped strategies, which we never limit our clients' upside potential. And we also look for the highest payout percentage. And that's the biggest key. You want to look at what is your payout factor, not what the roll-up rate is, but what is the factor at certain ages in the future. And I think this is where a lot of people are missold products. And one of the things I hate seeing is we see people coming in here every single week with variable annuities. They do not understand the risk associated with them. They definitely do not understand the fees with them. John Heron here, our fiduciary in the office, ran an analysis on a client that had it with a top insurance carrier in a variable product. They were paying almost 3.8% a year in fees. And she couldn't understand how come her account wasn't growing in some of the best times in market history right now. So it's all about the fees. So understanding how these products work, I think, is a very important thing. Education is what we promote more than anything else, because if a client understands something and they can make an informed decision, they feel more comfortable with their decision. And I think that is the most important thing when you're sitting down with somebody that has your best interest and not working for one particular company because they like the bonus product or they get a higher commission. I think that's the biggest mistake a lot of people make.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So here's a question. Is Social Security an annuity?
Exactly. It depends if it's set up correctly, okay? What basically annuity means is payouts for your lifetime. Social Security is an annuity payment. It's just like your pension. Your pensions are annuity payments, so or for a certain period of time. The biggest fear our clients have, no matter where we do a workshop around the country or even in here and around the Illinois area, is the biggest fear people have is outliving their money. So people get fixated with their retirement accounts and their 401ks. Oh, I got $600,000. Oh, I have up to $800,000. But they do not know how to translate that into an income stream. And I think that's the biggest peace of mind. We talk about it all the time here on the show, Steve, is there's no bigger peace of mind for a client when they see their checkbook getting down to zero on the 30th of every month. They know it's getting filled back up again on the 1st. So that's what your Social Security does. For those of us who still have traditional pensions, that's what that does. And then for our 401ks, if through annuity payments, that could be also another option for them.
So here are a couple of rights. We took my pension as a lump sum to make the most use of it ourselves. But if we put that lump sum back into an annuity, isn't that defeating the whole idea of taking the lump sum in the first place?
No, because annuities do not have to be taken as a monthly payment. And here's a perfect example of that. For people who leave, they take their pension option. We call it pension max. The problem with it is if you take your lump sum, okay, now we put it into an annuity product or some other type of investment where we're going to get that same monthly income or very, very close to it, that accomplishes one of two things. Number one, it gives the controls to the client. Number two, if you're taking pension payments, okay, over your lifetime, generally speaking, you get a reduction in your pension to protect your spouse. And when your spouse passes away, and say both people pass away, the balance stays with the company. By taking the lump sum and rolling it into an annuity or into some other type of retirement account, now when you pass away, that whole amount goes to your beneficiary, which is your children or your grandchildren. So again, that's why it's so important to get a summary plan description from your company. We'll sit down, we'll tell you the best way to maximize your pension payments, because so many times people make the wrong choice. I was reading an article in Bloomberg a couple of years ago. They said 70% of Americans make the wrong choice when it comes to taking their pension options. So again, that's why it's so important to take a second look or a second set of eyes at what you're currently doing.
It's great to get questions from listeners as well. And so, John, if somebody wants to know more about all of that and more, they can give you a call right now.
Absolutely. And what we'll do is we'll do a complete pension maximization report for you, which will show you the best way to take your current pension options. What you want to do is get a copy of your summary plan description from your current company. Then we'll also put together the income report for you. We'll show you how to maximize your Social Security benefits. We'll also do a portfolio analysis here with our fiduciary, John Heron, here in the office, where we'll sit down and break down your fees, your risk exposure, and see what your current performance is within your current plans. Any listeners who come on board with $250,000, we provide them with a free will and a free power of attorney for both finance and for healthcare. Any listeners who come on board with $500,000, we provide them with a free living trust, which includes all of the benefits of the wills, the trust, the powers of attorney. So we help them avoid the probate process completely. It's all keeping money in your pocket and not the government's or the legal system.
Well, finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense, straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. You need to sit down right now and get a financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly will translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone listening right now, you simply call 800-477-1135. In short, you've got nothing to lose, so make that phone call now, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. So John Cho's just flown by. I've had a great time. I want to thank everybody for listening, and we hope that you found the information we presented helpful, and we'll look for you again next week with new topics, lots of new questions right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.